We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis. The Rav, let us just start again. The Rav Mangid Al the Mekadish Beshuke. Rav used to give Makis Mardis on someone who is Mekadish Beshuke, Al the Mekadish Bebiye, Al the Mekadish Beloy Sheduchi, person make Kedushin without Sheduchin, Al the Mevatel Gite. While the Mosar Maido Agite, a person who is Moser Maido Anaget. Sarashi says, while the Mosar Maido Agite, Kegoin beget Hamurusa be Yisrael, the Moitzi Laz Albonel. There is Moitzi Laz Albonel. So we have to understand Rashi. Taisvis in Yevamis says, Pshat, that it is speaking about, that he was mevatel b'shas they were ma'asehim to give the get, he was mevatel all meidos. So b'emesin, the mesiras meido was not chal. So afal pikein, so then it makes sense, aba his meitzi las al boneo, that means halachically the get is a get. But you have a Mesiris Maido that says it was a forced get, even though it was Mavatal the Maido, but it says it's a slas. So the Nachlas Moshe wants to say Rashi also means like that. The Rehitis Loshen of Rashi is very sosom, so Rashi should have said that. I just thought perhaps Rashi would be a raya to the Beis Meir. The Beis Meir wants to be mitzadik to say that even if he was not mevatel the meidor, but he said roitzani when they forced him to give the get, that alone is sufficient that it's considered like he was mevatel the meidor. That's a Beis Meir. The Beis Meir is, he's misupik in that, but Kaponim, he has such a tzad. The Beis Meir is in Seif Simen Kuf Lamed Dalet, and he says if it was Moisa Meido before, it could be that when they forced him, he said, Reitzani, that alone is a bittul on the previous Meido. So it could be that's what Rashi holds. Rashi tackles it is a bitul meikar adin. So the mangid is because al kaponim is moitzi las on the get. If they forced him and you said roitzani, so the mesiras meido is worthless. But that alone, that it's moitzi las al boneo, that alone, that's why he was mangid. Let us go further in the Gemara. Baal de mitzayir shluchim de rabbonim. A person is Mitzayer HaShlich Darabona. Let's see what Rashi says. The Mitzayer HaShlich Darabona Shemazminoi Ledin Mipi Adayonim Mizek Kom Olova Makeyu. So Mamela, this is a Shlich of the Dayonim. So Mamela gave him Alkis. Va'al Dechol Shamte Ilave Itlos and Yomim. A person, there was a cheirem on him for 30 days, and there was no ishtadlus mitzidoi to better himself in order that the cheirem should be taken off. So they gave him also makis mardis. Val chasno de dayer bei chamur. Son-in-law that lives together with his mother-in-law, so he also gave malkis. So the Gemara asks, the dayer end, that's tafke, if they live together in the same house, cholef loy. But tamazay, we see him passing by, there's no malkis. Bahu chasne, the cholef above the vei chamur. There was a son-in-law that once passed by the door of his mother-in-law, the nogde Rav Sheshes. Rav Sheshes gave him makis mardis. So the Gemara says, Ahu made them habis daimo chamse minei. There was already a chshad on the mother-in-law together with the son-in-law. So Mamela, so there he gave him alkis for getting close to the door where she lived. there was already a chshad on both of them. Masha'in Cain, Rav is speaking about that there's no miyuchadik chshad, but so memela al tcholef he would not be mangid, but al daya it's bringing oneself into an esoyin that and if they did this, they was mangid. That is the first lashon of the Gemara. Nidoi amri bekulu loy mangid rav. All these cases rav the nakim makis mardis. Ella al the mekadesh bebiye beloy shiduchi. The person was mekadesh bebiye beloy shiduchi without shiduchim, so that he was mangid. Veikad amri afilu b'shiduchi nami. Mishum peritzusa. What does Rashi? Zogt Rashi, Baal chasno didaya beveis chamua, shama yikoshel bo, shestam chamoisa oi heves es chasona, omar ma rabi zoir beishtecho mechasona horishain. It seems there's a psei a kirov adas between Bakapan by the first son-in-law and the mother-in-law. So Memele was mangit. If one was machnis himself in a matzav of nisoyin. Chashdua mimenu loshin doime upas doime. It's a loshin of chshad. Let us see Taisvis. Bekulu loy mangid rab. Sektaisus alze semchem achasonim bizman haze shedorim beveis chamoisam. The minig is that the chasanim live together with the in-laws. So mistame the semech and the second loshen di kedami and the nerdoi. Vafilu laman da chayish leel. Afilo according to the first lotion. So Taisus wants to fa'emfo the mini goyilam. Afilo according to the first lotion. Is ma shedorim achshav bebeis chamoisom aino bishvil toivis ano shedorim beloy schiris bebayis. They're living there. There's a boilet diketam why they're living there. There's a murdic attraction. You don't have to pay rent. The Yeshai Chocha Shainim Dorim Bishvil Chamoisom, Elo Bishvil Shah Toive Shoisin Lehem. So, Mamel, if there's another attraction, so then it's not Mangid. His Mangid was, he was paying rent and he's living there, so Mamel, there already it seems that he wants to be Machnis himself in the Matzah of Nisoy. Mishum Pritzusa. Now, man the Mekadesh Bibiya, the second lotion says, Afilu Bishiduchi. Mefarish Rabbeinu Tam, Dahainu Pritzusa. What's the Pritzus? If he's Mekadesh Bibiya, Lafish Etzorich, Oy Eide Bibiya, Oy Eide Yichot. That means you need Eidim by the Kedushin. So, if a person is Mekadosh Bibiya, you also need Eidim. The Dover Mechua, Shemamid Eidim Al Kach, Sememele. That is why Rav was Mangit. It's a Pritzis that, Versteitzach, you need, Mekadosh Bibiya, you need Eidim, so. But it's a Dover Mechua, the whole Maisa. To be Mekadosh in such a knife and it should be a dual Eidim. Smell, that's why Rav was Magid. Vekoshe. Perktoises Akashe. The Biyavomis. Perkam Gamliel. Maisi lo. Mitzvahs Yavome. Mekadosh. Vahoda boy. The Gemara brings a memra of Rafune that the proper way to make Yibum is Mekadosh Vahodor Boil. I mean, you make Maima, Kesef, Shtar, and then you make Beer. Loi Kodesh. Loike Makis Mardis Midrabonon Kerav. There, what if he did not make Kedushin? He made Yibum. he gets makis maldis. Bahosom lavishim edim tal yataime. So what is Pshat and Taisvus Kashi? So the Taisvus Arosh and the Ritve elaborate a little bit more clearly. They say, if the whole Pritzos is because he is Mekadesh Bebiyah and you need Edim and the Kedushin and that's Adava Mechur. So what is Pshat in the Gemara in Yevamah? The Gemara in Yevamah says that the proper way to make mitzvah sibum is mekadesh v'hodah boil. First you make give kesef or shtar, and then you make yibum. If he made yibum right away, so then we gave him malkis. As I stated the Gemara, he can't raise the chayis from yibum. I mean, the mitzvah from yibum is with beer. And Retaisa Taisa Rosh and the Ritvin, you need Edom also. You need Edom. The Kinyan Yibum needs Edom. So, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, what Shaykhis does this have to Rav? If I didn't make it, that means the Yibum is Benkach or Benkach, it's Bifnei Edom. I make Kesav Ishtar, I didn't make Kesav Ishtar. I have to make a Biyah Bifnei Edom. So how was the Gemara Medame? How was the Gemara Medame Yibum without Maimer to Rav? Rav Mangi Damanda Mekadesh Bemiyah. He has to make Yibum. So but Main Schmidt Leitzar Sina. Yibum may be the rice and Niklasala Bemiyah. So he has to make Yibum, he has to make it with Neyedim. Abochanan brings down on this Taisvis, a Tshuvas HaRashba. The Rashba and the Tshuvas says, by Yibam you don't need Eidim. Nagavuch, it's a Sofik, a Mishnah Melech, in Perik Beis. Milchus Yibam, if you need Eidim, if you don't need Eidim. The Rashba says you don't need Eidim. There's a Meich in the beginning of Milchus Yibam is Mevaya, that the Rashba holds that when do you need Edim? If a person is making Ishos, so then there's an end of a Shabbat of Pachim Mishnah. He's creating a Dovah Shabbat, but you need Edim. Bishas Maise. Mashain came by Yibum, it's Isha Hiknala Min HaShemayim. So Mamela, so he's not doing anything. He does a mitzvah's bein and the Isha Hiknala Min HaShemayim. He's not making Ishos, he's not creating Ishos. We see a fellow b'shegig b'ayness. He's not doing anything. It's ishid lo mishamayim. So shamayim dikizach. As the Bochanan says, misas habal is amata. So you need to wait him to stand there b'shas he dies in order to matter the isha. It's not he's making it. It's this is the Torah was matter b'misas habal. So the Torah when he's b'yaloi does the mitzvah. Don't remember the ishid lo mishamayim. He's not making issues. So Mela there, the Torah was not Matzah Chayitim. That's the Tshuva Sarajba. Atkan L'shoinim. So I'd like to be Moisef to Nekudis on what the Tshuva Sarajba says, to try to fe'emfer Rabbeinu Tam. The Rabbeinu Tam, Grad, in Yevom Mistaf Mem Tesem Et Beis, Perik HaChayletz, says that that there's no concept of Ishus by Yibum, that a filu, the Yivama to the Yavam is a law of Bastvisis Kedushin. When mitzvahs be Yodhi is ba. So the Rabbeinu Tam holds claw like that it's not a Kenyan Ishus, it's Isha Iknolayim in HaShemayim. That's the Semeich brings this down at the beginning of Hilchus Yibum. This is Shitas Rabbeinu Tam, number one. Number two, so if that sheet is Rabbeinu Tam, so the Rabbeinu Tam held you don't need Eidim by Yibum. That's Mustavra's, like the Rashba, it's not, you don't need Eidim. Eisus Taisvus asked Akasha and the Rabbeinu Tam, why was Rav Mangit? Aman, it wasn't Mekadesh Vahoda Boyu. What does he have to Rav? You need Eidim over there.
So, Lochair, according to the Rabbeinu, time you don't need Eidim. There was no Eidim. Fine. So you have to understand the Gemara. So what's Shat in the Gemara? So I was Rav Mangit. If you don't need Eidim, is Dach. So, Lulay de Mistafine, Dach Sumer, the Rabbeinu, Tam, learn Pshat in Yenne Gemara as follows. The Gemara says, Rav Huna said that by Yibum, Mitzvahs Yevame Mekadesh Vahodah Boil. That's the proper way that Yibum has to be. First you make Kiddushin, and then you make Yibum. So what is Pshat in this Anhogah? Maybe not Torah, there's no such thing. So what's this of a mitzvah, of a properly, one should first give Kesef, and then be Miyab. So, according to the Rabbeinu Tam, this mitzvah, the Rabbonon, to make maimer, and then to be miyabim, the Rabbonon wanted that even though by yibum d'oraisa, she's his wife, without a ma'ase kedushin, it's like the Rabbeinu Tam says in Nachilat, mitzvahs be Yehudi Isbei, the Rabbanu wanted him to make kedushin. So the Rabbanu said that, first, that's what you have to do. We don't want it should be this issues, this Torah deke issues, that should be the only source of issues, mitzvahs be Yehudi Isbon and Ishik Lemishma. We want you to make a ma'ase issues. Fine. So the proper way is fine. So you make kesef and shtar, and then you make yibum. So we have a psal ishu shtar abono. And then you have the ishik nulay min hashemayim. It could be, what if a person does not make it properly? He makes yibum. So it could be the rabbonon stuck with their guns. We don't want ishus. Only are the Isaac issues for Nishik the Levin Ishmael. We want a issues, Kiyikach Ishisha. We want this by every Yibum. So when he makes Yibum, so the Rabbonon said, there's two things that are happening over here. Number one, you're making a Kedushin the Rabbonon. And number two, you're making a Yibum the Raisa. Lamay Navkamino, Navkamino if you need Eidim. Because since you're making a kiddush in the Rabbonon, so if you make Yibum alone, you need Eidim by the Yibum, as the kiddush in the Rabbonon. Mitzvah Yibum Mekadish Vahodah Boil, that was the Takone. The Takone was that you have to have kiddushin. We did not want a mitzvah Yibum of Ishik Vulaminishma, but we want you to make issues. The Rabbonic issues. So if he's miyabim alone, so it's also, it's mekadish uboil bevasachas. But if it's mekadish uboil bevasachas, so then you have eidim bishas to be it, because, so that's the pritzus. So therefore the Gemara was medame. The Gemara says, according to Rav, the Rav mangid aman de mekadish bebiye, if a person will make yibum without previously making maima, he'll get malkit. That's what the Gemara says. If he made previously maima, so the kedushin was done with the kesef. So now the ishik nolamin hashemayim that he's making with the mitzvahs biyudis bay, so that's without eidim. So there's no pritzus. But if he did not make maimel, if he did not make maimel before, so memela is so then Chazal wanted that the biya alone should be tati yisbu. It should be a kedushin derabonim because they wanted that there should be issues and there also should be. And you there I say, so then you'll need Eidim for the Biyim. Need Eidim for the Biyim. So that's the Pritzus. Elo nira l'ri. Abal kaponim, the Ri did not like the Rabbeinu Tam's Pshat. Elo nira l'ri, the Haino Pritzus, Shoisen Tchilis Kinyonon be Biyim. Dum ye de Mekadish beloy Shiduchi. That means we have here two Lashonis. The first Lashon, and L'chayav Koyin Rabbi Netam, this was also Pshat in the first Lashon. The first Lashon said, Mekadesh bebiye beloy shiduchi, so they was mangit. So what's Pshat? So that Kufis Apritzes, that they don't know one another, there's no kasher whatsoever in his Boyala, so that's Pritzes. Beloy shiduchi. With shiduchi, so then they don't know, there's shidduchim already, so that even though there's no eiris, but there's shidduchim, so memela, then there's no avla. The second lashon holds, va'afilu b'shidduchim nami, by shidduchim also, since v'nisht vi, taka there's some sort of a kasha, they met for half an hour before, and then he's making, but there's still, it's also, that's also a pritzis. That is v'afilu b'shidduchim nami mishum pritzusa. Now, I thought l'chayr the Gemara should have said according to the Ri v'afilu b'shidduchim nami ike pritzusa, because l'chayr according to the Ri it's one reason for both timing. If you mekadesh beloy shiduchi, if you mekadesh rabbiya beloy shiduchi, it's pritzus because he didn't have any cash with her whatsoever. Beikad amri vafilu b'shiduchi nami ike pritzus. The Shulchan Aruch said ike pritzus, unless the mishum pritzus is going on both cases. He says the according to the first lashon. Rav mangid aman de mekadesh bebiya beloy shiduchi. The modern said the reason why. V'ikad amri afilo b'shiduchi nami. And what is the reason for both halachas mishum pritzusa? L'chayre, we have to understand this gemara however we learn pshat. There's a bakan ketaz in Yerudei and Erechaim that says something that the Torah was mata beferish. Chazal never asked. So here it says in the Torah Ba'ola. So we have to know how Chazal were able to ask. I don't know. Let's go further. Ahu gavre de kodesh betzivse da aser. This is a very interesting gemara, which is can very frequently occur. A person was mekadesh a isha with a mat made out of hadasim. He gave it to Aren Mekadeshesli. She took it. Amrulei. So the Edim, the people who were standing there, he was beaming. He just married an isha. Bahales b'shava pruta. You know this thing what you gave her. It's not worth a shava pruta. He's not married with her with this. So he wasn't daunted, so he said, Tigdish ba'ar bezuzi de isba. You know, wrapped around in this mat, this dalit zuzim over there. So, I really wanted Mekadisha with the mat, and this will be a present. But you tell me she's not married, so this dalit zuzim wrapped around in the sifsin, she'll open up the dalit zuzim. So let it become a kudish with the dalit zuzim. She doesn't say a word. Shaklasa, she's holding it. V'ishtike, and she's quiet. She doesn't. That means but when he gave her the mat, he said a rebbe kadeshly, and she accepted it. So. Then she agreed to get married to him for this mat. But then we found out that this mat didn't make kedushin. So now she has in her possession his money, and he's saying, "Well, the money that you, which is in your possession now, which is my money, I'm a kaddish you with this money." She doesn't answer him. She doesn't say anything. And she goes away, finished. Now, do we have here a haskome? Is she maskim to what he's saying, or is she not maskim to what he's saying? Amar Rove, so Rove said, Hoyoshti kusa de la acher matan mois.
V'chosh tikusa d'lacha matin mois lav klumu. If the money is in her possession already, and now he's telling her, I want to marry you with this money, we have no raya whatsoever that she's agreeing to what he's saying. Accepting money, if he said before, I'm giving this to marry you, and she stretches out her hands, he's holding a ring, he says, she sticks her finger in front of him, so we see. She also didn't say a word. But accepting his money, which he specifically said, he's giving it L'shem Kiddushin, that means she's agreeing. But if when she got the money, she was unaware b'chlal. Now the money is by her. And now he's telling her, you know, with that money that's by you, I want to marry you. And she doesn't say one word. This is a very shchirtike shaila. If you have the chosn is unaware what to do, and he goes and he sticks the ring, and he says, after he sticks the ring, he says, Arayat Mekadeshesli, b'tabazu, so that's a bitteri geshaft. That means he put the ring on her finger, and now he's going to say the whole nusach. So you have no raya whatsoever that she's masking to Kedushin. He put the ring on, well, he's giving a ring, he didn't say one word, so she stuck his finger out. Later, after the ring is on, he says, Arayat Mekadeshesli. It's a bit of a shayla. So anyway, so Rava said, it's shtika la'acham, after she got the money, and she's quiet, there's no raya from her silence that she's agreeing to what he's saying. Yeah. Omar Rava, let's see what Rashi said. So Rashi says as follows, Betzifte da'ase machzele shel hodos. B'dalet zuzi dizbakuchim ayyabo. There was four zuzim that was wrapped around. Shoklasa kloima, not she took it. Noktalo, she held it on. V'loi shlachto, she didn't throw it away. V'ishtike, and she kept quiet. We'll see later as the sugya progresses. Havishtike de la'acha matan mois. Shemitchilo kshekibloso. Va'amois hayu b'soicho. Nayodoben. That means in the beginning when he's saying he's marrying her, she was unaware that he's giving her money also. Ukshayodo achakein v'shosko. Now, she kept quiet. Shtika de lacha matan moisu de lav klum. That doesn't mean anything. That doesn't tell us anything. The high de shoska mishim de lay ichpes lo, because she feels it is not necessary to say something. Meima omra mikor alava daiti de hochi kabaltino. That means, when do I have to speak? I have to say something if I had shown before my rotzen to marry him, so now if I don't want to marry him, I have to. So as soon as he gives me the money, I should take the dib, I should throw it away, whatever it is, I should show that I'm not interested in marrying him. But here there never was a gilui das from me that I want to marry him with these dalet zuzim. Now he's plopping away with the dalet zuzim you have. I want to marry you. She didn't answer one word. She did not. She didn't say anything. So Mamela, her silence is in no way a commitment to what he is saying. So Mamela, she is not married. Let's just mention something. Let her speak up. Let us become. So Rashi seems to answer this. Her lawyer told her she doesn't. I mean, if she never, there never was a commitment from her on this money, so she doesn't have to. She doesn't have to talk. That's, I mean, leich b'slo. There's no need. Meima omra mikor elav adaiti doch. I never said I'm asking to get married with this. Why she have to speak up now? That's how Rashi seems to be saying. That's what the Rashba says. The Ritva says another word. The Ritva says,
He says, I'm marrying you with this, with the Dalet Zuzi, and he's beaming and smiling. He almost, good thing they told him that the tzivt is not worth anything, but I'm marrying you with this Dalet Zuzi. So the Ritva says, she's very embarrassed to tell him that I don't want to marry you. And he's al-tznias, or the al-tzbushe, or that she doesn't want to get into conversation. She'll stop talking with him. Why not? What's wrong with me? So she doesn't want to get involved. So Mamela, or the Ritva says, or she, Ekel said to speak with him. So Mamela, she sees already what kind of husband. First he wanted to make a show with a tzitzit da'asa. So he gave her something that's not worth a sheva put, but she's finished already. That was, they told her it's not worth a put. Then he said, oh, there's a dalet zuzim in the kitzah. So the Ritva says other reasons why she doesn't want to talk to him. She's not obligated to talk to him. She never committed herself on these issues. So Mamela, so we'll see. So Mamela, so there's no echochin that she's masking. So there's no echochin mitzido that she wants to marry him. So she's not married. How do I know this? It's not some of them. It's a maraisa. The sanya. Amala kinsi sela zubipikon. A person went over to Nisha and said, "Take this sela for pikon." Yeah, fine. V'chosav amala iskatsheli boy. Then he said, "No. Get married with this sela." Bishas matan mois. So if this was all said before matan mois, so he had wanted to give her a pikon, then he said, "No." I'll give it to you for Kiddushin. Is Mekudeshes. So she's Mekudesh. This was said before she received it, before she took it. La'acha Matan Mois. What is if he said, take it for a Pekon? He gave it, huh? So it's a Pekon by her. Now he says, I want to marry you with this Pekon. So it says in the Baraita as follows. Rotsisa Mekudeshes. So the Gemara says, let's try to translate this Baraisa. My Rotzisa or my Loi Rotzisa. But Al Kaponim, the Baraisa differentiates between Shas Matan Mois and Shaloi Bishas Matan Mois. Shaloi Bishas Matan Mois, then the din is Loi Rotzisa, Eina Mekodeshes. Now it seems Bishas Matan Mois, I feel a Loi Rotzisa, she's also Mekodeshes. Ilayma rotsa said the omra in, yes. Loi rotsa said the omra loi. And therefore she's not Mekudeshes. That means she had a pekotin by him, and he comes over to her, and he tells, you know, that pekotin, I have $1,000 pekotin by you, I want to marry you with this. She didn't answer. And she said, no, I'm not interested. Michlal de reisha, ki omra loi nami have a kedushin. The reisha says, if this was all done before the Sinas Amois, so then Afilu Loi Rotsisa, she's also Mekudesh. How can that be? If he first told that Pekodin, and then he said Kedushin, and then she said, no, I don't want Kedushin, and she took it, so it means that Pekodin. Amai, Vakom Roloi, Elolav, Rotsisa, the Umra in. Rotsisa means that she said yes. Loi rotsa, the ishtike, she kept quiet. I don't hear a ritzui from her. The ishtika mishtake. Ushma mino, ishtike de lacha mois, veloi klumi. So we see klal, that's Rav Israel. So Rav Israel says, here we have a similar case. She had money by her that was given to the Shem Kekodin. And now he wants to marry her with this money, and she did not say anything. He said, I want to marry you with this money, and she didn't say one word. That's a Taish Leilotsa, so I did not hear a Ritzi from her. So the din is, Eina Mekadesha, so you see Klaw. That means if the money was by her already, so I don't have any gili das mitzido that she's agreeing to his conditions. So that what she's not talking is no raya
that what she's not talking is not right that she agrees. Silence does not necessarily mean agreement. Silence means she wants to avoid friction, so she's keeping quiet. But it does not in any way show that she agrees to what he's saying. The Reish, she took it. That's not the actions speak louder than words. He said, I'm giving it to you for Kedushin. She stuck out her finger. Okay, so that's saying I'm asking to Kedushin. Koshuba befum nara mishmei deravune berei derav Yeshua. So this was Rove's Rai, Rove the Rai from Abarais, and finished. So you see, Klosh Tikiba, Lachamat Mois, it doesn't mean anything. It's not a Rechocha and Kedushin. So they asked the Kasha, what's the tzushtel? Midomi, hosom b'teiris pekodn yavino ne'elo. There it is speaking about, the case of the Baraisa is worse than this case. B'teiris pekodn yavino ne'elo. Because Emerson, there's another kasha. There's two kashas over here. There's one kasha, why didn't you talk? You don't want, talk, say, you don't want. Well, why are you quiet? That we can understand. That's no kasha. I don't want to talk. I'll get into a fight with you. Ask why. I don't want to talk with you. So the talking is no kasha. But there's another kasha. He says you should get married with it. You don't want to get married, so what are you holding it? There's a new kasha. Why are you holding it? He's saying claw is the money he's giving you if you want to marry. You don't want to marry him, give back the money. What? That's a problem. Ma'afal Pekin, in the Baraisa it says that by Pekodin she's not married, even though she didn't give it back. The money is still by her, and she didn't give it back. So Ravun the Baraisa, she said as fast, Midomi, Hosom Bateris Pekodin Yevinu Nelo. When she got it, it was a Pekodin. Savro, so she doesn't want to get married to him. But what she has an obligation, al spekodin. She's a, what will do? She'll throw it away. And so then she'll be chayav al shema. She doesn't want to handle with him. So he tells her to get married, she can go and take it and throw it out, throw it in front of him. He'll take care of it. She doesn't want to do that, because it's going to get lost and somebody's not happy with it and he's going to come and mourn from her. So that she can't do either. She doesn't have a nature. She doesn't want to handle with him. She doesn't want to talk with him. So Mamela, but she can't get rid of it either. She's not going to go take it. That's my need. Why take it? What's wrong? I'm such a bad husband. You don't know my Mamela's. She can't handle with him. So just say and throw it out. Throw it in front of him. She's scared to do that. She told in front of him, he'll go away. And later he'll send her a bill. If that's your shema, you're a shema. So she didn't, her shmira was not, she wasn't the kind of shmira. So there, sovri shedin lo, if I throw it in front of him, umit perin, it breaks, or anything will happen with it, v'chaybinu bo, so memela, there, the b'rais is 100% right. So she doesn't even know what to do. She can't throw it away. She has to keep it al shema. She doesn't want to talk with him. So finish, so. There, Taka the Braise says, right, Shtike la'achamat mois, from the keeping quiet alone is no right. But the case of Rove, the Teres Kedushin, Yavino Nelo. This was, she never was a shoyman. It was given the Teres Kedushin. The Isa, the Lainechelo, that means, you never were a shoyman. I just told you now, you know, there's Dalet Zuzan, in this math, I want to be Mekadosh you with the Dalet Zuzan. So if you don't want, throw it back. What? You go home with the Dalet Zuzan, and you're telling me, I never said I want to get married. So give back the, throw it away, throw it in front of me, he's here, throw it in front of him. You're not ashamed. So Memele, so Rav Huna bereid Rav Yeshua tainel and Rav. In your case, I have a raya that she's masking to the Kedushin. If you don't, you're not masking. Don't take the money with you. Throw it in front of him. Throw it in front of him and finish. You have no legitimate reason to keep the money. It's a raya. You're masking to the Kedushin. Fine. Par
Orech Rava Choy Otto Kule Noshe Dine Gemiri. Is she such a London? She knows by a Pekoden she'll get in trouble. And here, if she knows, that means if she'd have a bezin in front of her, the bezin to the throne in front of him and finished. But she doesn't know that. Och anami sovra ishadin ilamit parim ischayav nabach yisayu. She thinks she's not such a big lamb. So memela, so she thinks if I throw it in front of him and he walks away and I, what's gonna be? I'll throw it in front of him and then he'll start fuming and I'll go away and then later I'll have to pay. She didn't know that she won't have to pay. So memela, so she couldn't throw it away. He'll come to her house, so she'll give it to him, but now it's too, things are too touchy now. I mean, he's saying he'll get insulted, and so Mamela, she can't throw it in front of him. So Mamela, so what did Rav Achoi say? So Rav Achoi said, love is right. That means that, I mean, you want to say, Abarai, she's masking for the Gdusha, why she didn't throw it in front of him? She didn't throw in front of them because Otto Kulo Noshik Dine Gemiri. So there's a Muridike Kashe from Abchaim Voloshna, Abu Rabbeh brings this down, the Adovid also speaks about it. Fine. Now, the Gemara said a Loshin Otto Kulo Noshik Dine Gemiri. Do all women know the Halach? So what does that mean? Some of them know the halacha. Some of them don't know the halacha. But there are women that do know the halacha. I mean, not all of them know the halacha. So how could Rava say that the tshtika la'achem ha'moy, she's not mekodeshes? I mean, it depends. It depends if we have to give her a test, but if she knows, we'll ask her 20 questions, we'll find out if she knows the law, she knows. How could Rava say she's not Mekudeshes? If it's Dina Gemiri, and that was Ravunas Taina, Ravunas said that everyone knows. You don't go to Beishaka for this. If I'm not ashamed, everyone knows it. You don't want it. Throw it back in his face. That everybody knows. So Rav Achoi said, no, not everyone knows. Fine, not everybody, there's some that know. So how do you know what she is? If she's a Mulamedes, she's not a Mulamedes. This is a Muridike Kashe that Abchaim Voloshna asks. So Abchaim Voloshna says two terutzim. One terutz is, but the Edom don't know. That means the Edom have to see from her that she wants Kiddushin. They have to be able to be made. I mean, she has to do something that from that I know that she wants Kiddushin. So, according to Rav Huna, she did. Everyone knows that there's nothing wrong by throwing it back. So, Memele, so by holding it, I see she wants Kiddushin. Because if she didn't want Kiddushin, she sticks it in a pocket, she goes home. So, if you don't want Kiddushin, what are you doing? So I see Chloe wants, so they ate him, so she wanted Kiddushin. According to Rav Achoi, she didn't show us that she wants Kiddushin. And we'll do research, maybe, she's a lambda, not a malamedes. So Memele, so felt an Adam. She says, since the Edom did not witness from her a Gilui Das that she wants Kedushin, so there's no Edom. The Edom have to see this. If they don't see it, so Memela, so it's Mekadosh B'lei Edom, so it's B'teiras Vadai Nan Mekadeshes. There's another source called Vom Shebalei. That means from my actions you don't see anything. But I really wanted that, that's the Malimah. So Memelis, that's the but the Omach Leikas between Rav Achoi and Rav Huna Bereid Rav Yeshua is by Kedushin do I take see a Gilui Das on Rotzen and Kedushin because or else she should have thrown it back to him or not? So Rav Huna says I do. So Memelis, so it's, there's no problem. And Rav Achoi says I don't. So Memelis, Rav is right. Let us see what Rashi says. Kiyada ami skachi liboy sovra, she thinks ishadina lay, I'll be responsible. Ilkach loisha the sinu. That's why she didn't throw it away. Vahai the loy machoy, why doesn't she speak up? Shum leich pislo. She, if I didn't show any rotzain on michusa, on kedushins, I don't have to speak up. It's not, I don't have to prove I don't want Kedushin, I never showed I wanted Kedushin. I'm Kabit Sivsa. Mikore Beteyas Kedushin Kabilte. She took it. And hey, did Sivsa less, but she have a puta. Kiodavama Tigdish Bezuzi Dizba, Eloi Nichola Tashdimu. So why is she holding the money? Doloi Nishaivo Bishmiroso. Midoloi Shadasino. That was her punestaine. Shvaminon Nisratz is Bekedushin, that she's Merutza to the Kedushin. So Rav Achoy Taina Dina Gemiri V'yod Kimlo Kimlo Netirusa Aloha. She knows the Aloha that since she wasn't the Kabbal Shmira, he showed you lo Loite Chayiv. She's not so educated. So Memela, so it's no Chayiv. Sholcho Rav Ache Bara. So now we hear from your machlokes hapoiskim over here. Rav Une Tain is that you won't find a woman that'll make such a mistake that thinks that it's b'achriyusa. It's b'achriyusa if it was given l'shem kedushin. That everybody knows. The most ignorant woman knows this. That's what Rav Une said. Rav Achoy said you'd be surprised. Lav kol noshi dina gmiri. So now, Sholcha Rav Ache Barav, Lekami de Ravine, Ki Agav Namai. So what's the loche? I mean, I hear we a machloikis, Ravune, Rove, what do you do? Sholach Lei Anan Lei Shemi Elon, Hoda Ravune Bereid Rav Yeshua. I'll tell you, we never heard this taina of Ravune Bereid Rav Yeshua. Atan de Shemilachu Hushula. So you have to be chayish. You don't know how to paskin. So she's not put to get married till she gives the get. What does Rashi say? Lo Shemilon lehu amalonu v'lo achem mishmei. I never heard this b'shem this ha'ore that she should have thrown it. I don't understand the Hemshech HaGemor. I mean, what did he mean to say? We never heard of this time. So I'm not telling you the time. I mean, that's what he said. You have to be Machma. And so what did he didn't hear? But now, is this a time? Is it not a time? It's very unclear. Zok the Gemor Avaita. Ahi itse dahave komezavne varsheche. There was a woman that was selling varsheche. We hear here on the side a few pshotim, chavilei smeshi, bundles of silk, darach pirish magolyes, pearls, rabbi negir shem pirish mitznefesh, and noisnam al padachas, a type of a headgear. And Rashi says about Metziah Kshurei Meshi Shekeiren Bundles, it's like types of ribbons made out of silk. Anyway, she was selling them. Osa hu gavre, so there came a man, Chota var shecha mina, he chaps one away from her. Am chutzav. Omro lei, hovenali, give it back to me. Omro lei, even the loch mikachali. And he goes, he says that, if I give it to you, you get married to me, and he gives it back. Shoklasei. She took it. He's giving it back. She took it. Vishtike. She didn't say a word. Omar Rav Nachman, Yechayla Lameimer, Ain Shokli Vididi Shokli. Here already there was an action. She took it. And he said, I'll give it back to you, you'll get married to me. And she took it. So Nachman says, from this action is not right. He said, I'll give it back. I mean, he's a Gazlan. It's hers. So, ain't shakli, but it is shakli. Eisver over Rav Nachman, we learned kitcha begezel, bechomos, begneve, oishe chotav selam, yodove kitcha mikudeshes. There it says nitazai. Same story. Kitcha mikudeshes. So the Gemara says, hosom bedeshodich. That means, if there was shiduchim before, that means there was a vault before, so then we assume that she's takim maskim. That means if I saw from before that she was interested in getting married to him, then all of a sudden he did not a proper thing. He took it away from her. And that's about have him mikalkelus as hashurich. I mean, but there were a pair before already. I mean, there was shiduchim before. So memele. So then I assume that Shitak agrees with him. But if it's loy shodich, there's no meduber till now bechlal that these two should get married, and all of a sudden, like the only alternative is she'll get it back. He says, you'll marry me. So so that is no gili das whatsoever. That what she's taking it, that she's agreeing to marry him. How do you know there's a difference? The sanya. Omalo kinsi sela zushani chayv lechi. He told her, take the sela that I owe you. Because of omalo, hiskachi liboy. Yoda money. And then he said, "He's kachili boy. You should. He's not interested in paying up the chayib. Let him do something more useful. He's kachili boy with this money. The chayib will see about. Is b'shas matan and he said b'shas matan boy. He's rotzusa mikodeshes. Lei rotzusa ainem mikodeshes. La'acha matan boys. That means he gave her the money." Already, and then later he gave her the money, he paid up the chayv. 5 days later he comes, you know, the money I gave you, I changed my mind. I want to marry you with this money. So there, after l'rotzusa, she's also not mekudesh. My rotzusa or my loy rotzusa? Ilay ma rotzusa da omre en, loy rotzusa da omre loy, o ishtika have a kedushin. By Koidim Atmos, V'nisnim Mekodeshes Stam Ki Osim, just like we had before, it says Stam, it doesn't say Rotzis Olei Rotzis, say Stam, and Stam will mean that Shtike, and yes, is Mekodesh, V'shteitzach, no, it's not Mekodesh. V'nisnim Mekodeshes Stam Ki Osim, Elo Rotzis O Da Omre En, Loi Rotzis O Di Ishtike. And what does it say? If she kept quiet by chayiv, it says that what? That she's not mekudesh. The katani deina mekudeshes. My time, yechaylo meime in shakli v'didi shakli. So here we see klal that she kotaine that he said first he's paying up the chayiv, then he said I want to marry you with this. And she doesn't have to say one word, and she can accept this for the chay, if she kept quiet. Ve'el kasha hach the kitcha begezel ubechomos begneiva shechot of sela miyoda bekitcha mekadeshes alalav shma minoch. So there's a stir in these two braises. Hod shodich, hod loy shodich. So that's the chilik. If this was shiduchin before. So then I assume that if you look by Gezel, she's also Mekudish. And she's Maskim. If there was no Shiduchim, is a filu by Halvo, I say she's not Mekudish. There's a problem by Gezel, she's Maskim, but how does it become his money? So there's a Psarashi later, Rashi says she's Meichel. The Shaila is, what is she Meichel?
with Mechila, Mechila is not a Kenyan. How does it become his money? So others want to say that she's Moichel the Chiyav Ashove, and there's Lom de Shereid and Sechtes Babakame, that really, when a person steals something, it should become his. The Chiyav Ashove prevents that it should become his. And when you Moichel the Chiyav Ashove, so it becomes his. That's what others want to say. So that's why when by the Shodech, she's married even by Gezel. Let us see what Rashi says. Bar shechi bindlo shkezel blei evdomi chamsin de yo evdomi abloi nischatsu bayal me yoylem limker but the shodach shediba bo here Rashi is what that shodach is shediba bo koidem lachain but nischatsu is liskadish like they had spoken before about it and she was masking to marry him. Tosam ki shosko. So if she's quite mishum the nechalohu, she's masking. Name him a kadesh is tam litzach leflug yameim ad chiyom roloi enim a kadesh is shavaktanim yoidim bay. If you say that shtik is good. Ki yosam ki zetor nabi dalel b'shas mat mois me kadesh is. Lai rotsi sadi shtika viki bilta filohochi enim a kadesh is dedido shoklo. Ula achamaten mois afil rotsi sadom rein loi mekatsha. The mikori kibalta b'choy, but she got this money for a choy. Now it's her money. Chiyada omre, and I feel like she says later, chiyada omre in like a yoiv lamidi. She's not giving her anything. If lachamat mois, for the kashach maskonde de menatayim rei that is a chilek between shadich and loy shadich.